Let's go ahead and get over to our first guest of the program as we roll on your hometown, Crystal Lake. And by the way, you can see the video that we did in Crystal Lake. I had an absolute blast visiting so many different places. And we drove by this incredible antique mall. Didn't get a chance to stop in. I'm immediately regretting it. But we've got Alice Van Heusen, who's the vendor and manager of the Crystal Lake Antique Mall. Alice, thanks for hopping on the program tonight.
Sure, glad to be here.
What did I miss by not walking in there? It looks incredible.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, it's like a sitcom when you walk in the door here between the dealers and the customers.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So, it's an old funeral home, right?
It's an old funeral home. It was a 200-year-old farmhouse originally. And the owner of the mall was married to the undertaker, who was the county coroner.
Okay.
And when he passed away, it went to some other businesses for a while, and then she opened the antique mall on Halloween in 2012 with her two daughters.
Oh, on Halloween, that makes sense.
Immediately you wonder if we're haunted, right?
Yes, I do wonder that. I've talked to other antique dealers who say their place is haunted, so how about yours?
Well, we get various reactions. Some say, yes, there's presences here, but they're benign.
Uh-huh.
We once had a psychic slap his wife's hand away from touching a creepy doll, and they fled.
Oh, my goodness.
And a woman trying to buy a East Lake Platform rocker, and her husband said, no, honey, it's haunted, and I'm going to hear it rocking in the middle of the night.
Oh, wow. So a lot of haunted anticipation, but maybe not confirmation.
Yeah,
so
up I think it's more of a Rorschach test for the individual.
So what's trending there? What is selling at an antique place these days?
Well, traditionally, antique malls are closing with that, you know, the classic sort of grandma antiques. We have 25 or 30 independent dealers here with a really wide variety of merchandise. And some of it's new, some of it's antique, some of it's vintage, some of it's what they call reusables, which are like neat kitchen things, what mm-hmm. have you. But the variety it provides nostalgia for someone of almost any age. And we have had an amazing boost in sales since the pandemic, actually.
Wow, so the pandemic led to
a
surge.
More than doubled.
Why do you think that is?
It seemed like people really wanted something that they could connect to fill their home with things that
were
maybe
cool.
They found comfort in the character of it or self-expression. I read an article about Zoom envy where people were competing for their Zoom background in their online meetings to have the coolest Zoom background.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Professional stager here who has had people hire her to stage their Zoom background.
Wow.
Now, that's weird, right? And about a year and a half ago, we had the prop crew from a TV show Amazon was putting out, Sissy Spacek and J.K. Simmons. They filmed it in Woodstock. It's called Night Sky now. It just debuted last Friday.
And your antiques
and
are all over it?
They came through here, and it's a time travel show. So they came through here and bought all these funny combinations of things. So we're all avidly watching to see our stuff. And for me, it's like a Victorian garden bench and a pair of nunchucks.
Interesting combination.
Yes.
What's something that people used to want and now you can't get rid of them?
All the generation, the boomers' parents and the boomers that are downsizing and, you know, leaving for second homes.
Mm-hmm.
None of their kids want any of their old brown furniture. We call it OBF.
Okay.
But
like the well-made
China,
stuff you're talking about.
Even the well-made stuff, if it's not, there's categories people still love, mid-century modern, modern Victorian, some Victorian East Lake farmhouse, you know, pie safes, things like that. But basic old brown furniture, nobody can get rid of it. Their kids just don't want it. But the kids do come in here,
mm-hmm.
interestingly enough. Some of them just buy charms and stickers. But some of them are really interested in old things. And I had a little boy come in here and identify an entire vintage military model airplane collection for me.
Oh, wow.
We had a teenage girl buy $100 set of 1970s canisters with mushrooms all over them a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
And a six-year-old boy who wanted that big, giant Polynesian spoon and fork hanging on the wall in his bedroom. Totally unpredictable.
Yeah.
But people always gravitate to, I call them the Annas, Petroliana, Tabacchiana, Militariana, Breweriana. Garden stuff, advertising, jadeite and Pyrex will never go out of style.
So I want to know, we've got about a minute left. I know these things go so quickly.
Okay.
But, you know, if we're, this is a financial show, and I think a lot of people want old and cool stuff. Are antique places, if you know what to look for and how to look for, is it a good way to save some money?
We are.
Mm-hmm.
This is not one of those antique malls where you come in and faint from sticker shock.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a dealer here who said, this isn't a museum, you know. we want people to find things. It's like matchmaking. We want them to find something they love and they can afford to take it home.
You love Crystal Lake?
Love Crystal Lake and love this antique mall more than anything.
That's so wonderful. It's at 2 North William Street in Crystal Lake. You can't miss it, by the way, and it's gorgeous on the outside and it's fun on the inside, and thanks for letting us tour your hometown. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Alice,
come see us.
Yeah, I will. I'm not missing that again, by the way. Next time I'm out in Crystal Lake.
You Alice better not.
I won't. Alice Van Heusen, thanks for your time. And that is the Crystal Lake Antique Mall.